Hey, what's up? It's the Gwen and God DJ Self, and this is my apartment, apartment 5H. You already know about Bianca. She sneaks in my crib when I'm not here. Now I got the I've learned this term recently, the YNs. You understand what I'm saying? Because recently my birthday's passed, and I tell people like I'm in the unk category or something like that. So I'm fine. I think YNs laugh sometimes. They be like, yo, what's up, unk? And they make it as a joke. But I'm cool with being an unk, right? But I got the YNs in the building. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Bay Swag, what's popping?
Hey, shit, what's up with you?
I don't know. So you got these two guys on my couch. Who is these two guys right here, man?
Shit, that's J-Rob and that's Gotti. Really, Ja. Northside Ja. These my two artists, feel me?
They from Queens?
Yeah.
Okay, from Northside Queens.
Yeah, facts.
Okay, so all right, I've never understood what's the difference with North Side and South Side Queens. First, and
you serious?
What the mother? I swear to God, like because my whole life people think I'm from Queens, and they always think I was from Queens, and I'm like, I'm a Brooklyn kid.
I always thought you was from Queens.
No, I'm a Brooklyn guy, right?
But the difference between the North and the South is, all right, cool. You know where Lou from?
Lou got cash.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
That's the South. And the North would be like Hollis.
Not geographical. I'm talking about like, so let me say this. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Mm-hmm. I'm from downtown Brooklyn, mm-hmm. Fort Greene to be exact. And Brownsville is another part of Brooklyn. So the difference between downtown guys or downtown people and Brownsville people, Brownsville is very hard living.
Okay.
Downtown is nowhere near hard living.
Okay.
You understand? We you know, everything is peachy.
Okay.
You understand? So, yeah. So that's why I'm asking, because I feel like, and this is a New York thing, anybody who's watching this is like, you can't call a South Side person a North Side person by mistake, because it's like, no, I'm not from from here, you know?
So I feel like it is the same shit, though. Like,
okay.
The North and the South is the same shit.
Okay.
But I feel like Southside got more projects.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like in the North, it's only like...
houses.
Yeah, H and Y. And no the problem. Towers. Yeah. That's it. Right?
So do you feel like that growing up, people think that people from Northside is soft? Because a lot of times they say, oh, well, you got a backyard and you got a driveway.
Nah, it's... The North and the South both got backyards and driveways.
Okay.
It's the same shit. For real, bro.
Just some Queen shit.
It's just some Queen shit, honestly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That's the best I can explain now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bianca, I never understood. I know you don't know too much about the Queens living.
No, I left when I was 7.
Oh, shit.
Because I'm from Jamaica, Queens. I was born there, and then I went to the Bronx.
Okay.
Now you're from Jamaica, Queens now. Oh, my God.
I told you this years ago.
Oh, my God.
He always hates on me.
From Jamaica, Queens. Everybody want to be near from Queens now.
Whatever. I wear the Bronx on my back. Stop. But my point is that when I left, like, I was little, so I didn't really see the difference.
Yeah.
Like, there's a difference between people in the North Bronx and the South Bronx. Mm-hmm.
And what is that?
A little rougher in the South Bronx.
That's why I'm asking, because... Me hanging out with Queens people,
yeah.
Right? I always feel like South Side is a little bit rougher than the North Side.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that they softer. I'm just saying a little bit rougher. You understand what I'm saying? So when I say that, I know somebody from the South Side, I'm like, all right, this kid might be grimy.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Whereas a North Side Queens person, you know, is a smooth grimy. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
I get what you're trying
to say. They get busy. But, you know,
I kind of feel that way a little bit, but only I could say like South Side is more dirty. I could say that. I could say that.
That's usually the case.
So except yeah, for I agree. South Side is more dirty.
Okay.
That's usually the case.
Like the YNs in the South Side, yeah, they're more dirty. Like, I could
do that. You get offended by somebody saying YN?
No, I like YNs.
Okay, now I'm just asking because.
Like 16 and 25.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the YN.
I'm leaning over so they can hear you a little bit. Oh, don't yeah, think yeah. I'm on some.
It's like
you know, some
like
weird
a 10
stuff.
Year, a 10-year age gap.
Uh huh.
Step by step.
I don't count 20, 23, 24,
25
as YN.
Wow. Me either.
Yeah, that's not
YN.
YN is 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. YN.
Yeah, 25-year grown man. Yeah, definitely a grown man.
I'm not a YN. That's a good truck. I'm 25 now.
Take it for as long as you can, though.
Yeah. I'm not a YN.
Once you start losing your hair, man, you know what I'm saying? So now, Bianca, I'm not sure if Bass Wack knows. I've known Bass Wack since he was his definition of a YN. Ooh. I've known him for many, many moons. I'm also very friends with his parents. And when I use the word parents, I'm saying mother and father. Mm-hmm. From one of the earliest recollections, I do remember Bass Wack as single digits. Right?
Oh, I'm like a baby?
Single digits.
Yeah. Oh, so cute.
Before you keep going, like, how does that, I always ask everybody, like, how does that feel? Like, just really seeing somebody grow up and, like, just seeing them taking the right path and just doing the right things in life and just.
I will say. From being this, from being knowing you from single digits, you've always had that that ability to control a room. Mm. Bianca, you would see Bass Wack as a 8-9 year old, and you said this little kid is going to be an athlete, an entertainer, some type
Something.
Of celebrity. You understand? Like you could just tell. You know, he had that aura. And I don't know if you got that from your parents. I don't know if you got that from your surroundings. I'm not sure of how did you get that aura at a young age from what I saw. Do you feel it the same way?
No, I feel the same way.
Okay.
And I feel like I got it. You know, some things is just in you.
Okay.
You know, like, just like dressing, like, you know, that shit mm-hmm. got to be in you. Like, it's just in me. And I think it's just my surroundings, of mm-hmm. course, though, also it added a spark to it. My
was it hard to get your parents to buy you clothes?
No.
Did they buy you clothes or you went out and got it?
No, they bought me clothes.
Okay.
It's like they kind of just did it.
Okay.
You get it? Like my pops, like, I don't know, bro. Like you said, he's seen it just like you seen it, just like mm-hmm. everybody else seen it. So he just, and that spunk to it, that funk to it, you feel me? He's just doing what he had to do and just, I had to keep it going because I had it at a young age, so gotta keep this shit going. Like this is me. This is Lil Bay. You feel me?
What made you say I want to be a rapper?
So you know, remember the warehouse, the Slowbug warehouse?
Yes. Uh huh.
So you know, I was always there, like every day. Mm-hmm. You know, that shit was crazy at the time. Mm-hmm. Every artist coming in, everything.
Yes.
In. Like you saying.
Can you explain real quick? I want you to get to the story, but just in case someone don't know. What the Slowbug warehouse was. Slowbug are an entity.
Yeah. So like Slowbug.
An entity in New York
Slowbugs
City.
Slowbug is Slow and Bucks, you know? Uh-huh. They had a clothing line called Slowbug. I think it started around like 2012 or 2011, if I'm mistaken. And the shit was like one of the biggest clothing lines in the world, mm-hmm. honestly. And they had every artist coming through, fucking rocking it, wearing it. And they had this one, like they had this big ass warehouse on Dunkirk in Queens.
It was actually an old Pathmark.
What?
Yeah, it used to be a Pathmark. I mean, you can see the Pathmark sign, but they just took the Pathmark off. It was a Pathmark.
I never knew that.
Yeah, it was a Pathmark.
That's crazy. Well, it used to be a Pathmark.
It was a Pathmark. Pathmark is the equivalent to Publix or
We gotta explain what Pathmark is.
100%. Because some people listen.
Y'all don't know what Pathmark is.
Nah, a lot of people don't know what Pathmark is. Right. Yeah. You didn't know what Pathmark is, see?
What?
You gotta explain what Pathmark is.
Bring it down, go ahead.
Yeah, like a Publix. I forgot what else they got.
Yeah, like a key food, like a huge key
food. Yeah, key food. Yeah, you know, everybody had Publix, I think, now, you know, outside of New York. But all right, so go ahead.
So, yeah, so it used to be a Pathmark. I just learned that, y'all. I just learned that with y'all.
Okay.
So it's a big ass warehouse, though. Had a fucking studio in there. They had a fucking game room where you could play 2K and like a little lounge area, and it's like a big ass like an open field. You mm-hmm. feel me?
It was literally like
a compound.
Okay.
You feel me? So that's where we always used to chill at. Every artist used to come there, do songs, chill, gamble, smoke, fucking do everything. You feel me? So mm-hmm. I was there a lot. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always around this shit. Everybody fucking with me.
And your parents was cool with you being there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm always around this shit. And all the artists come in, they fucking with me because I'm just ahead of my time. Young, fly. You know, I just got the aura. So I'm like, damn, I might as well start rapping. Like, everybody fucking with me. Mm-hmm. So I went to the studio, my man Quiz, in his basement, and I recorded a song. And then I played it for my pops. And he was like, oh, you dead ass. You really want to rap? And then from then, he just, he started, like, just lining everything up for me. You feel me? Like, at that time, when I first started rapping, I wasn't writing my music. You feel me? So once I showed my pops that I was serious, he started just, I bet. He got the song written for me. He got the beat. We were practicing the call before we go to the studio. Boom. Each time, it'd be like that. You feel me? So I feel like that's how I really started.
So your pops was very influential.
Of course.
And you starting in.
I also read somewhere that you started taking rap seriously when your household became a single parent household.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm about to get into that right now. So you see how I said my dad had everything lined up for me, from the beats to the studio to the lyrics.
Before you, so I just want people to know, because your pops is very cool.
Yeah.
I remember him running around. I think hip hop was in him because he was running around with Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
So you know, I think that's a lost part. And I remember me being so happy because it was a guy that I knew that was in the Electric Relaxation video.
Yeah,
that, yeah. I was like, yeah, oh, that's my guy right
Maybe
there.
You
know,
pull a clip up.
Okay. You know, like that. So I get now your pops.
Yeah, so he ran with them and shit. So back to what I was saying, he had everything lined up for me, from the beats to the studio to the lyrics. So when he got locked up, I don't got the beats, the lyrics, because he literally here, like, on his phone, you feel me? So one of my managers, Ken, was one of my first managers. It's the first time he took me to the studio ever by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Without my pop, without nobody. We just in there. I don't got no beats. I got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on YouTube, type in some type beats, pulled up a beat, and just freestyled the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that song was called Rumors. It was actually a big song for me at the time when I was in high school. And that shit went crazy. You feel me? Then after that, when my pops had went to jail for like a year and then came home. That second time when he went back in, I made a song called Saucin'. You feel me? Saucin', that shit did something big for me too. So now at this time, I'm like, damn, like, I gotta do this shit. This shit working.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting buzz. Like, I'm doing mad shows, after prom parties, my fault. So I'm like, damn, this shit working. And I'm the man in the house now. You feel me? My pops was taking care of everything. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So I'm like, damn, I gotta do this shit. So that's when I really started taking it super serious. And I ain't never stopped.
How has that experience, like, shaped the man that you are? Because that's a lot, right? To go from, like, being taken care of to, like, in an instant, like, okay, now I got to hold things down myself, you know?
I always say that. I feel like if he would have never went to jail, I would have never became the man I am now. I would have never had that hustle. I would never had that drive because everything was given to me.
Right.
You feel me? So when that happened, that shit did something to me, and shit turned me to a man and turned me to a monster. Just made me just not for real. Like, that shit just, that shit different, bro. Just imagine, like, that's my best friend, bro. You feel me? Imagine, nigga, 85 years, you get that news. That shit did something to me, bro. Like, for real, still to this day. Like, I be speaking to my pops. Like, just imagine your father telling you, you the reason that he even want to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you're the reason that he even want to still keep going in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some crazy shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So that shit be doing something to me, bro. That shit is motivate the shit out of me. That shit is making me keep going.
That's commendable, though, because I think sometimes when you're in that position, it's kind of like you sink or swim.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people get put in situations like that for one way or another. And sometimes it's like, they just go down the rabbit hole, and they don't necessarily they're not able to really keep themselves afloat,
exactly.
Right? Because everything was given to them.
Exactly.
So it's like, you gotta have that in you, like you said.
But then again, I didn't have that in me.
Mm.
So I didn't have that in me because everything was given. I had to, it just came.
But you had to have had that in you, because even if you got everything handed to you, sometimes you still can't, you can have everything and still can't make it right. something. Like, right. you know what I mean? Right. You did, you probably needed to be pushed
right.
in order for that to come out in you, but you had to have had it in you at some point or another. Like,
right, yeah, you're right.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's one way to look at it.
No, for sure. But definitely, yeah, that's how I am who I am today. I feel like, yeah.
Your first biggest feature was?
My first biggest feature was Rich the Kid.
Rich the Kid. Okay.
Rich tapped in early. Uh-huh. Well, really, P&B Rock.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P.
Rock, man. Mm-hmm. Rock. And, like, fucking, when I was dropping shit on SoundCloud, I had dropped a song called, I don't remember if it was Promo Chick. You remember that song?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I don't remember if it was Promo Chick.
You had a lot of songs. I remember your pops called all the time. Yo, play one song. Yeah. And like, yeah, where you? I'm in jail, but play one song. I'm like, yeah.
I don't remember. It was really early, P&B Rock. So it was P&B, Rich the Kid. Then after that, and like, on when I dropped Saucin', I got Dirk on a remix. Ooh. Yeah, Free Dirk. I got Dirk on a remix because we got the same story, kind of, you feel me? Mm-hmm. His dad was locked up all his life. His dad was locked up at the time. Mm-hmm. So it just made sense. And on the artwork, I had me and behind me, my dad, and I had him and behind him, his dad.
His dad.
So it just made sense, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was P&B, Rich, Dirk.
How did you and P&B and or Rich hook up?
So like I said, P&B, he had reached out to me. Okay. He had DM'd me like, yo, I fuck with your shit, da 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 da. Then we end up linking up. We actually end up doing a song that went crazy, the Unforgettable Freestyle. Mm-hmm. I gotta talk about this.
That's the original, right?
Like, yeah, the original, uh-huh. You feel me? Uh-huh. So
I have that song.
My fucking you
mad?
Manager.
You mad?
I was mad about
okay.
it. I'm about to break it down though.
Okay,
my
good.
Manager, bro, this fucking guy, Ken, man. This guy is crazy, bro. So, P&B, we in the studio. He like, babe, you can have a song. It's for you. You good. You could drop it, whatever. Just make sure you clear it and you speak to Orlando. Mm-hmm. You know Orlando.
Shout out to my man Orlando.
I'm like, I bet. My manager tells me he speaks to Orlando and it's cleared. We dropped the song. P&B hits me. Yo, bro, I told you to make sure it's good. He never spoke to Orlando or got it cleared. So now P&B's looking at me crazy. You feel me?
Oh, no.
So I'm like, damn. So then I guess one day he was doing the freestyle. He was live doing the freestyle, and then he did it. And that's how he ended up taking it for himself.
So damn. So to make it clearer, the same verse of the Unforgettable remix was originally on your song.
Yes, me and him had a song
together. I found you.
Yep.
Yeah, that was my shit. And Orlando always accessible. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can hit him. He's gonna answer.
Why wouldn't you?
He's a businessman.
That was a good. That was a hit, bro. Like, that was a hit, bro.
Damn.
Word. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, what was the question again?
You answered it. Rich the Kid now.
Oh yeah, so okay.
I would be mad too. Don't worry about it. You can blow the steam off, man. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I was mad about that. You feel me? But then me and him end up getting back cool, and start talking about it and shit. So it wasn't about nothing. Mm-hmm. Now Rich, how the fuck did me and Rich get close?
Isn't Rich he originally like from, he Queens? Just, he,
Rich is from Queens?
He's from Queens. Yeah, uh-huh. He be claiming Atlanta, but he's from Queens.
Yeah, he's from Elmont. So that's like really the border, kind of.
Yeah,
like,
Queens, We give it to them.
So, I don't even remember how me and Rich got locked in, but we was locked in. Mm-hmm. Like, he used to come get me from school sometimes. He used to drop me off to the crib. Like that was really my man. Like, my man. It still is to this day. Uh-huh. You feel me? Rich is actually how I got my first deal. Mm. Facts. Mm. My first deal with Interscope. Shout out Rich. Rich did that.
He was a dot connector. He was definitely
still
a dot.
To this day.
Still okay.
Rich is very smart. Like, I get that to Rich. But yeah, I don't remember how we linked up. Mm-hmm. But we was really locked in, and still to this day. Shout out to Rich, man.
What is something that you so far have accomplished that when you was, I guess, a teenager that you said, Dad, I can't wait for me to do this. And now you have accomplished it.
A lot. I'm about to get one of those soon, man.
A plaque.
Like 2 months.
Okay,
About to get one of those.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? getting a fucking going gold, going platinum, fucking performing at Summer Jam, fucking arenas, performing at the Barclays like 20 times, the Garden, performing with Future. These are all dreams, you feel me? Fucking doing a song with some of my favorite artists I used to grow up listening
like
to.
Like who? That's why I'm asking.
Shit, Young Thug, Meek Mill, fucking Future.
Who's been your favorite so far?
Those, like, growing up, that's why I really like Future, Young Thug, Meek Mill.
Those are good picks.
You feel me? That's really like, they the motivation.
But how did you stay motivated? Because you've been releasing music for a while.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do give up and you didn't. And now, like, you're everywhere. So what kept you focused?
My dad.
Yeah.
Knowing that I got to pay for his lawyers and I got to do this kind of, you feel me? I got to do it. So it's like,
that's valid.
I know I got to do this shit because if I don't, who going to do it?
Right.
I got to pay bills. You feel me? I got to do this. I got to do that. So it's like, if I don't do it, who going to do it? So like that's literally how I stay motivated. Like, literally, like, that's my motivation, my pops.
I love that. That's like a responsible motivation, yeah. Right? Like, because a lot of people, like, they continue on because they want the flashy shit, right?
I don't care about this shit. I don't care about jewelry. I don't care about none of that shit. I honestly don't be wanting to wear jewelry, but then my bros and everybody, like, you a rapper. You really got, that's like the image, you feel me?
Yeah.
I've been doing it for so long. Like, all that shit don't really mean nothing to me. My family mean everything to me. You feel me? Just taking care of them, making sure they're good. That's all that matters to me. Me and my bros, my family. Word.
How did this connection with Cash Cobain start?
Larry crazy ass.
Big Larry now, my bad. Yeah. Big Larry. I'm sorry, Larry, my bad.
Big Larry.
Big Larry, my bad.
Yeah, so Larry his little brother, is A Slam. He introduced us together, me and Cash.
Mm-hmm.
But in the beginning, it was more like he was just telling me, like, he got his mans that make beats and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept telling me. So then he finally linked us in the studio. And I was just doing his beats at first. You feel me?
It's rapping over his beats.
Yeah, rapping over his beats.
Mm-hmm.
Then I opened up a studio during the pandemic, like 2020. He started coming to the studio. So that's how we re-locked in again.
Okay.
You feel me? And that's when we started making music together.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's how we.
I always argue and you could say no or I always feel that when I had signed Lou Got Cash,
yeah.
I feel like Lou Got Cash was like the incubator of Sexy Drill. That's how I feel. I remember a lot of his songs sounding like the beginning stages of Sexy Drill, and at the time I didn't understand it. I don't know if you feel that same way.
I kind of don't feel that way because he definitely was talking for the woman.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But Sexy Drill is kind of like, it's the beat selection.
Okay.
Like you see how Thing For You and all the songs he was doing, it's definitely like a good feeling, like a, you feel me? I can see why you say that.
Okay.
But it's really the beat selection. The beat selection really defined, like, the Sexy Drill, like to make you just want to, like, you know what I'm saying?
So where did you guys come up with this term, Sexy Drill, or the sound? Was it both of you together? Was it just Cash? Was it just you?
Nah, it's a bunch of us, for real. But to be honest, Cash and Chow, they was the first to really start doing it. You feel me? They had dropped, like, two projects.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's how the Sexy Drill thing came about.
Okay.
But it's a lot of us that do Sexy Drill, like that's really like all the slizzies, like, you feel me? I got Ja, I got J Rob, D Lou, Chow, Lonnie, B Jax, Payroll.
Is the guy Wolf, what's his name? Is
he Wolfface Joey?
Yeah, Wolfface Joey. Shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out to Wolfface Joey. We just shot a video the other day. Wolfface Joey.
How do you feel when people try to jack y'all style? So when I say that, I'm starting to see a lot of songs, let's say like the Jordan Adetunji, yeah, or even though he has Cash on it, what's the Don Toliver and things like that? How do y'all feel?
Like that's a good thing. That means you're okay, doing something right. Some people don't like that kind of shit, but that means you're doing something right.
Do you feel like it's watering down what you guys got going on?
I don't feel like it's watering it down. I feel like a Don Toliver, like what Drake do, I feel like it's making it more worldwide.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you feel me? It's making
only
it
them though.
Nah, not only them. That's just the only people that really did it. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But I feel like it's making it worldwide and it's making it a bigger thing. So that's a good thing.
Okay.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. But my fault before you keep going.
No, go ahead.
I do feel that a lot of people is doing sexy drill now. Mm-hmm. And I want to say it's watering it down, but it's like a lot. It's starting to sound similar.
Okay.
So that's why we switching it up. And you're going to see that in this new song that we about to drop called On a Yacht.
About you and Cash.
And Cash, yeah.
Okay.
When's that dropping?
We don't got a date, but
okay, it's coming up.
So you are you giving up the sexy drill?
Not giving up, just taking okay. it to another level.
Taking it, okay.
I hear that.
So now you have this song, Drink. Drink, it sounds a little bit different. Sounds Southern.
Yeah, that's the Atlanta. You know that's the Atlanta. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we went to Atlanta on y'all niggas, man. Okay.
So what made you what made you drop this song? And then you got 42 Doug mm-hmm. on it.
Yeah. Shit, you know, like, you're showing the versatility. Mm-hmm. You're showing that I could do everything, like. Mm-hmm. Y'all saying, oh yeah, y'all can't do that? I bet. Now I'm gonna do this. Now mm-hmm. what? Oh, I can't rap either. I bet. Now I'm gonna drop a rap song. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't sing. I bet. I'm gonna do that too. Like what y'all want? Mm-hmm. I can do all type of shit. You feel me? But really, the reason I dropped this song was just to show the versatility, mm-hmm. and I got Doug on it. I feel like it just gave it that, you know. Mm-hmm. That Southern that
was
like, that
was the song made
like,
for Doug or
nah,
was it?
It wasn't.
Okay.
It was I made it by myself. I was on it at first, but then my OG Soup, he had sent it over to him, and that's mm-hmm. how that happened.
What made y'all pick
is,
Doug?
Is Soup Pops
though?
Or Unk? I just want to make that. I'm just playing.
But yeah, he put Doug on there. And what you ask?
How did y'all know that he'd be like the right artist for that song though?
Shit. We did. We just
you
tried
did?
It.
Okay.
It
just no, because sometimes it's like, you know what I think.
Now sometimes you don't hear somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't that. My uncle, he just go ahead, dog, and he just did it. I just woke up to it. I didn't even know. I just woke up to it.
Okay.
Literally. So yeah.
Do you feel that now that you and Cash are the new faces of New York City hip hop?
For sure.
Okay. No, some people don't want to take that title.
No, I'm taking it. Humbly. We just letting them, like, you niggas is working hard, man. Like, we just letting the work show. Mm-hmm. Like, the work is showing. Like, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Word. And I've been rapping a long time, and I've been grinding for a long time. So, nigga, I'm taking my flowers. Word, man. A nigga can't say this shit was given to me, boy. I've been grinding.
Do you have an interest in, like, other industries besides, like, music? Do you want to open, like, a studio, a restaurant? Well, you said
yeah,
you opened a studio
I had
already.
A studio. I definitely want to open up another studio.
Yeah?
It's a lot of money in that. Mm-hmm. It's a lot mm-hmm. of money in that. That's definitely something that I do want to do again. That's one of the main things I really want to do right now. Open up another studio just to have, like, a home base. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Yeah, but you could do your music. You could charge people to do their music.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
That label money. I want that label money.
I hear that. So do you see yourself maybe having a boutique label at some point?
I have a label.
Yeah, your label. Oh,
you
got oh, artists so these right
are
here.
Your,
hello.
Yeah, not on
that.
Camera.
Yeah, I do.
Hello. Somebody needs some drink. Some drink. You need some drink.
I do those things.
Need some drink.
Okay, so what are your plans for your label? You have two artists so far. Or do you have more?
I got more.
How many artists do you have?
Shit, I got them two. I got Yo. I got D Lu.
Okay, I see that.
La.
You got a girl on there.
A girl. Like five.
Damn, that's a lot.
Yeah.
What makes, how do you know someone is right to sign to your label? Like, what do you look for in people?
That's a good question.
She gotta be in.
She is. She's gotta be in.
And everybody's name is family. Like,
okay.
It's all family, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Baby. Everybody. I ain't see you. No, just like, I just he said, yeah, yes, you did. Chill, Unc, I was there, Unc.
Nah, sure, though.
But, that's commendable, though.
But yeah, so, yeah, we all family for real, at the end of the day, too. We keeping this shit in the family, man, home base.
That's commendable, though, because it's like, I feel like when you do good, that much good, like, it definitely is returned to you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Exactly.
Oh, you're a good guy.
Thank you.
You're a really good guy. Thank you. I like you.
Especially when you're doing it just from the bottom of your heart, not doing it, looking for something.
Intentional, like, you know, like real intentions.
Exactly.
That's dope.
So your plans on having a project is what? Is it a bass swag project? Is it a collab project? Or what is
I
this?
I got a project by the drop. It's called Damaged Thoughts. I don't have a date yet. But right now,
is it solo? Like, or is it
solo?
Okay,
mm-hmm. Yeah, solo. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's looking like March.
Do you feel that people get confused that you and Cash is a group?
Yeah, I'm glad we're talking about that. We are not a duo. If people think we are a duo, we're not a duo. That's my brother. We're not a duo, but we are a team.
Got you. Uh huh.
You get it?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm glad we got that. It's deeper than rap.
Uh-huh.
Like our mothers know each other and shit like that. You mm-hmm. feel me? Like all of us though. Like
I feel too. I know his
like,
mother too.
Yeah.
Dang, man.
This ain't just no like, you know, like this is family shit. You
yeah,
know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do feel like sometimes people may get that confused and y'all have separate deals also.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how do you and him, y'all go in the studio, create songs? How do y'all pick and choose? Like, this is mine, this is yours. How does this?
Shit, we don't do that. It's just
vibes.
It's just vibes. But like, literally, like, let's say we go make 10 songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like this is my song or whoever dropped it first.
I'm confused with that. What do you mean by whoever dropped it first?
Like, literally, like, if we make 5 songs, right,
mm-hmm.
tonight, and next week, he be like, yo, I'm gonna drop this song. Okay. You get it? It's not mm-hmm. like, it's not like we make 5 songs and the first song is mine. Oh, nah, the fourth one is mine. Oh, nah, the second one is mine. Oh, nah, the third. It's just.
But you gotta be like, yo, this one is the one. I want this for myself. It gotta
yeah,
be.
I mean,
come
yeah,
on.
But
don't act like a Northside kid.
Nah, I'm being
you know
so
what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm being
this
serious.
One is hard. I need this one.
That's how it be.
Uh-huh.
Like we don't like it's literally just on some whoever wanna drop it first.
Mm-hmm.
Word. Yeah, whoever feeling it the most. Because he might like a song more than I do. I might like a song more than he do.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
So it's never been a time where you both like a song the same amount?
Yeah, this new one that's about to come out right now.
What's it called? On a yacht?
On a yacht. I really don't know the final name of it yet. Let me check my phone. We just got the artwork today.
How do you feel with other newer artists reaching out and doing collabs? I see you doing collabs with like the 4-1 kids and different things like that. How do you feel about that?
Shit, I
or
love
D
it.
Bills?
I love it, man.
Uh-huh.
I just did a song with D Bills. We just dropped it. It's called Love in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me and Tata dropped something last year.
Mm-hmm.
Me and KR about to drop something.
Mm-hmm.
That's my next single with Kyle Rich.
Okay.
It's called Rich Junkie.
Rich Junkie. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So that's the next joint that we dropping next. Shit, it's New York, man. We all standing together, man. I feel mm-hmm. like that's what we missing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You feel mm-hmm. me? Like mm-hmm. in Atlanta, everybody stick together. Everybody do shit together.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like now, it's like it's becoming that. We mm-hmm. all working together. We all staying together. You feel mm-hmm. me? Word.
That is nice.
I applaud that.
Yeah, because I feel like a couple years ago it was like the drill scene in New York was real murky.
Mm-hmm.
Like people were losing their lives. Awful. You know what I'm saying? Like real shit. So I love the fact that the newer generation is going about things a different way.
Everybody's sticking together.
Help me out. This I just remembered this, right?
What's up?
Help me.
What's up?
I just remembered you was a part of this whole weed, TJ, Fabio. What's the true story from your perspective? I just remembered this stuff. I know this is what they call a buchinchi, whatever.
Buchinche.
I know it's a, you know, I know a little guy, but I do really want to know what's the story. I didn't even think about that walking in to, just till now.
So that happened. They, you know, it's all on footage.
No, I got that part. I didn't. I don't watch streams. So okay. For people like me, what from your perspective, what happened? Because from my understanding, it kind of started from you.
No.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Okay.
It didn't start from me. As you can see, if you look at the footage.
When I say started from you, meaning you invited people.
Nah, I didn't invite nobody.
Got you. Understood. Okay.
That's the thing. I didn't invite nobody. I was just as confused as everybody else was.
Okay.
All right. You feel me? But they were smoking. He told them stop smoking. They kept smoking. And then they left.
Bay is keeping it G, so that's
I'm
it.
Keeping it real. That's what
that's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we went to the studio.
Who's we?
Me, Fabi, and Lil TJ.
Okay. Uh huh.
It was a regular day.
And did a song together.
No, we didn't do a song.
Oh, no, so, okay.
But it was just a regular day. Like, and then the next day, I woke up to madness.
So do you think that it was overplayed or overhyped about the smoke, or do you think that everyone was, either party was in their right to be upset?
I feel like Max was right about being upset, because if I'm telling you, like, stop smoking, bro, like, the fire department gonna come here, the stream gonna get shut down. You just have respect for somebody else, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It's like if I come to your crib and I'm smoking in your crib, you tell me, yo, put the weed out. I bet. Go smoke that.
Do you feel, and I'm not saying that anyone is right or wrong, do you feel that the kid Max could have reiterated or communicated that a different way or a better way?
No, I feel like it was good.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Yeah, he said it three times.
Grown. How many times you got to say it?
The reason why I say that, right, I do radio, so I know that sometimes you have to be repetitive and explain. You understand? So when I say that, it's like sometimes a person could say, yo, stop smoking weed. But if you stop and say, yo, you can't smoke in here because the smoke detector, the sprinkler's going to.
He said that.
Okay, okay.
He said that. You wasn't listening?
No, I was not. I just said in this conversation.
I don't remember
his exact
words, but he told him.
They're going to go out. You got smoking in here.
Yeah, he said that.
The smoke detector going
to
keep going on.
So at that point, it's supposed to be, all right, bet, I got you. And then he told him, like, the stream going in. He got to stop the stream.
And he was letting him smoke in the back. So I was like,
all right, chill. Don't flip on me. I don't smoke, man. Chill out, God.
I smoked, but I wasn't tripping.
Okay,
no, nah, but yeah, I think Max did. He did what was right. He told us I was smoking. They ain't stopped smoking. I did feel like they was wrong for that.
Okay. All right, I'm just asking. I just didn't know the whole true story, and then I don't understand. You could also switching gears. How important is streaming now? Because I'm seeing that people love the streaming. So how important is streaming?
Streaming is very important.
Because?
They like the new, it's like a new outlet.
Okay.
You remember? Like the radio.
Yeah, they trying to take our spot, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, God.
Nah, for real. It's like the new outlet. Like, that's like the most I can say, I feel like. It's like another outlet, but it's a strong outlet. Because they got hundreds of thousands of kids watching.
Do that transcend to streams or record sales? It does. Okay.
It do because it turns into clips.
Okay.
Like you see like all this little like the little TJ Fabio Max shit with the smoking and shit. That was everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
You feel me?
When the unks know about it.
Yeah. Exactly. Like the fans clip stuff from the stream and just put it everywhere on TikTok and it just goes viral. Mm-hmm. Like literally. So I feel it's very important to go on streams and to even start streaming yourself. Mm-hmm. Cause there's a lot of money on there. Kazanet, he just turned down fucking 60-70 million. Mm-hmm. Curry making 40-50 a year. That's crazy. You feel me? So mm-hmm. I definitely feel like it's very important, like I said, to get on streams or to start streaming yourself. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And this is on Twitch.
Twitch, yeah.
Twitch.
There's different ones though. I don't really know the what's it? It's yeah, Kick. Twitch and Kick. YouTube. But you can also go live on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yes, people told me to go live on YouTube.
Yeah, I've been
too.
Telling you that for a while. Can you please not?
I told you to take that hat off too, but I'm gonna let you rock.
I told you I rushed today.
Who's that Global Currency?
I was busy.
Yeah. Shout out to them.
Yeah, you're talking mad shit. They in your circle, so.
No, oh, I just it ain't, that's just the way it fits on you. That's it.
I didn't have time today. Okay.
Got you.
You're fine to me.
Thank you. Talking mad shit.
Yeah, right?
That shirt don't fit you.
You look fine, auntie.
You know what? I'm okay with that. I'm coming to terms. I am an auntie, okay? I'm a fine auntie, so
yeah,
continue.
Say it again.
I'm a fine auntie. Okay. Thank you very much. Continue. Next question.
That's
next.
All good.
I understand you.
What's your goals this year for yourself?
Thank you. Well, now I think we've had this small conversation at this event we was at not too long ago. I opened up a restaurant.
Yes. Right, I gotta come in.
So I opened up a restaurant, and this is something that I learned also throughout the pandemic. Me living alone, I'm a guy living alone. It was very hard for me to get certain foods. Mm. So I wound up learning how to cook on my own, and just experimenting with stuff. I like hibachi a lot. So I wound up buying a grill.
Yeah, the joint. I know.
I bought the grill for my house. Yeah. I took the stove out and just put the grill in my house. And I was hibachiing and just learned different stuff. And then the few people that came over, they was liking my food. Mm. And I was like, damn. And then I was, so now during the pandemic, a friend of mine, he passed away. He owned a restaurant called Brick, which was on Steinway. And he used to let me in. At the time in New York City, you could not go inside restaurants. Mm. You had to eat outside or take your stuff curb service.
Pandemic.
During the pandemic.
Okay.
And he used to let me in. And I we take a lot of things for granted because I was used to be on live. I'm inside of a restaurant. I used to be happy just to be indoors. And Jennifer Lopez one time saw me inside somewhere, inside the restaurant. And she had asked me where I was at.
Okay.
I told her, she wound up coming through. And then another time, 50 Cent, same thing, asked me. He wound up coming through.
Okay.
And I feel that was one of the things that made Steinway call Stiami. Mm. So during the pandemic, I don't know if you remember, like Steinway was like super packed.
Yeah, I remember.
You know, super, super packed. And I think that was like the birth of everybody going up and down those streets. And then my friend had made so much money, and I'm like, dang, I'm making him so much money in his restaurant.
Right,
I'm gonna do my own motherfucking restaurant, you know? So then I wind up doing that. So certain things I feel, which go back to your question with goals, is like when you get at a certain age, sometimes you want to secure stuff so you can ride off in the sun.
Right.
And I'm not saying that the restaurant is the ultimate thing, but to me, it's a start for unks.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I got a question, unk.
Uh-huh. I'm good.
What kind of food is it?
So I call it American Grill. Okay. So why I say I call it American Grill, because it's really the food that I particularly like. When I go places, I want to certain things I want to eat. I also think that we in New York City, we don't have just African American food. And when I say that, most of the time you go somewhere, it's Chinese, Thai, it's Colombian, it's Mexican, tacos, or different things like
that.
You know, and so I wanted to make something that me and my friends or my A likes, want to go eat.
Okay.
You know, so most of my stuff, I just call it American Grill because.
But what exactly is that though? Like
American Grill?
Like break it down. Like what kind of foods? Like
stuff that I like. So like what? So the biggest seller is it's called a tomahawk steak.
Okay.
Right? A tomahawk steak is a big giant steak.
I know what that is.
Okay, right? Yeah. So, you know, anytime you go there, that's not free for you. You know, anything else, you can, tomahawks cost some change. So right. The tomahawk, I can't comp that. You know what I'm saying? Also have a fish that I found out that I really like. It's called bronzino. Mm. You ever heard of bronzino? Mm. Bronzino.
Yeah.
Bronzino's a very good fish.
That's my favorite.
It's a white fish. That the fish is very good. You take a chick there, like, I'm gonna order some bronzino. You smash in the same night because you were like, yo, he's very intelligent.
Yes, and you can tell a lot if a woman orders a bronzino.
Yeah, you'd be like, yo, oh, snap, you know. She's going to look at you a different way.
Get a little caper,
you
know, some tomato.
You know, you were whiting, all that stuff. Like, oh, yeah, you know.
Bronzino.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You see bronzino.
We got to go there.
Yeah, bronzino. Then we get the bronzino. You understand?
So you got steak, you got fish.
Chicken also.
Chicken.
Yeah, chicken and steak, fish, chicken. And then the regulars, wings, like seafood, food. Pasta. I have different steaks also, but the tomahawk steak is the big seller.
Okay.
For them. Then I also took me some time to get a liquor license. Mm, they don't really give give people like us liquor license. So right. I was fortunate enough to get a liquor license also.
That's the money right there too.
Hello. Yeah. So you know. You know, again, I never understood, it's a learning lesson. So when I use the word learning lesson, I'm pretty sure you're still learning when it comes to doing this music thing. I learned when I first opened up a restaurant, I was focusing on having the best food. And then I learned that the pecking order is different. The pecking order is hookah first, liquor second, sex third, then food last. Mm. You understand? I just learned that.
Okay.
You understand? I didn't have hookah. I didn't have liquor. I had some good food, and but people was like, yo, you don't got no hookah?
You don't got no liquor?
And I'm like, really nah, I got vibe, good food. Right? And they was like, oh, I'm going somewhere else. I'm like, yo, but my food is good.
I was about to say, you don't want them. You want your spot to be all in one. You want them to have every vibe, good music too.
Yeah, so I call it vibe dining.
Exactly.
So now it's not a club. I have a DJ. You vibe down, you eat, and you know, like how you do that? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, yeah, we definitely got to come
vibe down.
I said it last time, but when I get some time, I definitely come through, man.
I can't wait, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait.
Though, man.
I can't wait, but that's just my new project, and I feel like as far as DJing, especially in New York, I think that we, you know, we do certain things that's cliched for us as, you know, just, you know, doing the music business or something that caters to music. And I think that sometimes music helps us, is the nucleus or the beginning of something that helps us do other things, whether it's clothing, whether it's selling candles, whatever it is, you know, candy,
doing something with the
whatever.
Money.
The money? Oh,
doing
yeah.
Something with the money,
yes,
yeah.
Doing something with the money.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree with you.
So I wind up doing something with the money.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, for sure.
Yeah, Do you want to say something to anybody in closing?
Shit, new music on the way. Drink out now. Album on the way.
Drank. I like it to drink. Yeah, drank.
Drank. Make sure I go get that.
Drank, baby. Drank.
I'll let y'all in the show, man.
Hold on. Yeah. You got one? All right, hold on. Is it on?
Not now it is.
You can just hold it, right?
Yeah, you can just hold it, but this is the mic part. I want to make sure I get y'all shine, so.
Yeah, man.
You don't got to talk like that,
Northside Ja. Come tap in with us, man. Nothing about us regular.
That's a fact. Nothing about us regular. J-Rob, you know what's going on. We here.
All right, hold on. City. Y'all didn't make me get the mic just be like, yo, what's up, Mahan? Yo, you know what's going on. Yo, da, da, da. Yo, come on, man. Tell her who you are, your project, your Instagram. Come on, God, talk to her.
All right, it's J-Rob here. You can find me on everything J-Rob, you know, straight out of Queens, the north side to be exact. And, you know, we just kicking it how we kicking it, booming.
Yo, come on, man.
Y'all gave me a YN
thing right there, man. Come on.
I had to work talk earlier.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, new music on the way. New music out now. Go get that. No, the vibes, man. We taking over the fucking world for sure.